message.
Let's begin the day with a confession. Most of us think that we're better listeners than we actually are. If listening were an Olympic sport, we would be handing out gold medals left and right. But in reality, we're more like that friend who listens while scrolling Instagram. You know who you are. So today, let's talk about active listening, not passive listening where you nod while mentally deciding what you're going to order for dinner, but active listening, the kind where you actually hear what the other person is saying and, oh my God, respond meaningfully. Step one,
put down the distractions.
First things first, put the phone down, because nothing screams, I value you, like staring at your screen while someone's pouring out their heart. It's like saying, yeah, your feelings are important, but have you seen this dog video? Active listening requires our full attention, so no multitasking, no pretending to listen, just focus. Step two,
the nod and noise combo.
Let's talk about the two cornerstones of listening, shall we? The nod and the well-placed noise. You know, and the classic, wow. These are your tools to show that you're engaged without interrupting. But here's the thing, you've got to mean it. If your wow sounds like you're practicing for a bad infomercial, you've lost them. Use the nod and noise combo sparingly and sincerely, or you'll end up looking like a bobblehead with an espresso problem. Step three,
the pause before the pounce.
You know what's not active listening? Interrupting. If you're just waiting for your turn to talk, you're not listening, you're rehearsing. Here's the trick. When the other person finishes speaking, wait a beat before you respond. Not an awkward eternity, just a second to make sure that they are actually done. It's amazing how often people have more to say when you don't jump in like a game show buzzer. Step four,
ask questions, don't solve problems.
Now, if someone's venting to you about their bad day, don't go full problem solver mode. This is something that I have to work on. Nobody wants to hear, have you tried yoga? When they're mid-rant about their boss. Instead, ask questions that help them open up. How did that make you feel? What do you think you'll do next? These are gold. They say, I'm here for you, without saying,
I'm about to fix your life.
Step five,
mirror, don't parrot.
Active listening is not just about hearing words. It's about understanding. And a great way to show that we're on the same page is to mirror their emotions, not just repeat their words. For example, if they say, I'm so overwhelmed with work, a bad response would be,
you're overwhelmed with work.
Now, a good response would be, wow, that sounds really stressful. What's been the toughest part for you? See, the first one sounds like we're a broken answering machine. And the second one, that's called connection. Step six,
validation is the secret sauce.
Here's a pro tip. Everyone loves feeling validated. Don't you? Even if you don't fully agree, acknowledge their perspective. Try saying things like, I can see why you'd feel that way. Or, well, that makes total sense. It's amazing how far a little validation goes. It's like emotional chocolate. It just makes people feel better. When we practice active listening, we're not just improving communication. We are strengthening relationships. People feel seen, heard, and valued. And in a world full of noise, being the person who actually listens, it's like being a unicorn at a petting zoo. So start small. Put down your phone, nod, and your way into better conversations. And remember, listening is less about your ears and more about your heart.